Hello, I'd like to thank WIPO for this opportunity to speak about libraries and for this invitation. And it's always good to be back in Geneva, especially in this timing where our Arab countries and my country is facing. It's good to see other people and it's good to communicate with international people. So today I'll speak to you about libraries and the role of libraries, and these are the main items I'll discuss today. We'll start about IFLA, what's the IFLA, and then the role of libraries, and then I'll talk to you about libraries are different from developing and developed countries, and there is a big difference, believe me. And then libraries, there's new tools that libraries are using now, like the open access and the Creative Commons licenses. And then I'll tell you some success stories from our region, the Arab region. And then we'll end with some problems that need to be addressed, and then the conclusion or concluding remarks. So if I'll start talking about IFLA. IFLA is the International Federation of Library Association and Institution. And it's the leading international body representing the interest of library and information services and their users. It's the global voice of the library and information profession. It was founded in Scotland in 1927 at the international conference. And IFLA now, we have 1,600 members approximately from something like 150 countries. And it's based in Den Haag or La Haye, the Hague, in 1971. So let's talk a little bit about the libraries. I know many of you will know about libraries, but I believe maybe you'll realize what libraries are doing now in the digital environment more than they were doing before. Libraries are essential institutions in the infrastructure that enable access to knowledge. Libraries are and archives are long-established institutions that play a unique role in collecting, preserving, and providing access to knowledge. Libraries and archives have a major role in helping people meet their work, study, research, and leisure needs. They support important public policy goals such as literacy, education, research, and health awareness. Libraries and archives enable and encourage creativity and innovation, which are major goals to WIPO. Libraries as critical providers of information have an important role to play in the creation of new knowledge. Without adequate access to information, authors and creators wouldn't be able to create new works, innovate and expand local global knowledge. Libraries are primary gateways to information are therefore important vehicles for the acquisition of knowledge. Libraries as knowledge institutions provide spaces for information sharing and learning for all ages, genders, and socioeconomic groups. Libraries facilitate access to information, thereby providing the means through which new knowledge is developed and made available to all. However, libraries are not in the same level everywhere. So there are different levels of resources, expertise, legal framework, including copyright laws. We can see this in the IFLA World Report in 2010. It's the last report. So I'll just highlight some of the items that was in this report, like the libraries and the internet access. In fact, in this report, you'll see the internet access in the national libraries and in the academic libraries, and it varies from Africa to Asia to Europe. So this is one item that, and of course also for libraries using any libraries also they have different legislation for copyright that allow them to make knowledge available. So libraries using initiative new projects and utilizing new tools to access knowledge. And some of these initiatives are open access. The library support open access by library association is very high across all regions. There is very positive sign. Open access to scholarly publishing is especially important to the developing world and can help to improve the level of scholarships. Open access of information resources can contribute to reduce the impact of the digital divide. The fact that respondents that provided data for this report for the specific question indicated that nearly 90% of library associations are in favor of open access and that there are open access initiatives in about 76 countries. So in fact, maybe some of you doesn't know that in the Arab region, we're very familiar with the open access and with the Creative Commons, and we already have very success stories. One of them is the project where it's called Wiki Arabia, and Wiki Arabia is about translating more than 2,000 articles from Wikipedia, and they were chosen from the sphere of technology, science, and this is to be translated into Arabic to enrich the Arabic content. Also, now more than 8 Arab countries are working to adopt the CC license or the Creative Commons license, and soon the Egyptian license will be available to be used. Also, something also new and we're very proud of is that the harmonization of the names of the terms and names of the Creative Commons licenses. We managed to do this in Arabic, so we have one name for all the Arabic licenses, and this wasn't done in any other region. And also another thing that we're very proud of, there will be one unported license in Arabic, and this is the only language together with the English. And we have this joke that the Arabs, they don't really agree on anything. But can you imagine, we agreed on all these things, and I believe we are the only region we managed to do this, so we're very proud of this. So this is some of our success stories, and this is something what we done in the Arab region. And also, I don't want to speak a lot about the project, also about the Library of Alexandria. This is where I come from. But of course, if you check our library website, you'll find a lot of open access and more than 35,000 Arabic books available online for free. And this is, we have done this with other international like UNESCO and the Library of Congress. So we can also speak about open access and how libraries are supporting this, because this is a new role for the libraries. Libraries play an essential role in open access development by their expertise in building infrastructure, in creating user-friendly services of high quality and securing long-term access. Libraries have shown their support for open access by signing open access initiative and petitions. They have educated faculty and administrators about evolving scholarly communication environment. Libraries have partnered with faculty and research managers to set up open access repository and to help faculty and students deposit their research outputs. Libraries have provided support in research data creation and sharing. They have helped scholarly publishers to publish open access journals and books. They have worked with educators to produce open educational resources, ensuring the quality of digital content, its reuse and sharing. Open access have thus changed the profile of academic and research libraries. National libraries are involved in developing national open access policies and supporting national research. In fact, another thing we'd like to speak about, these are the new tools, open access and Creative Commons, but what about the copyright, the existing copyright law, and does it really help libraries to do their mission? And as you see, it's a very important mission. However, we think that what we have in exceptional limitation are not really enough and are not really helping libraries to do their work. And this is what was obviously shown in a WIPO study. So this study was done by Professor Kenneth Cruz, and the study shows that 21 countries worldwide have no specific exception for libraries and archives, etc. And also there is something like 27 countries that have very general exceptional limitation for libraries, and of course this is not enough. So if we'd like to speak about copyright balance for libraries and archives to fulfill their public interest mission, and this is the countries that has no exception for libraries, So, towards copyright balance for libraries and archives, to fulfill their public interest mission and their statutory mandates, libraries and archives need adequate limitation and exception in national copyright law. Limitation and exception are legal flexibilities in copyright that provide balance in a copyright system between users and creators of produced works. They enable libraries and archives to preserve their collections, support education and research, lend materials, and help people with disability exercise their right to access content. Limitation and exception are fundamental for access to knowledge and for human social and economic development. Limitation and exception ensure that copyright works both for creator and users. So a recent WIPO study, this is already we talked, and it's very interesting if you go through the details, even with those countries that has exceptional limitation for libraries, they are not really, I can give you an example of ours. We have a compulsory license provision, but this provision was never been used, because when I asked how to use it, they said we need a bylaws from the minister, and the minister never had this explanation how to use this. So maybe the provision are there, but no one knows how to use them. So even the provision are there, it's not necessarily that libraries can do the work. So what are the problems need to be addressed? I'll just share with you a couple of items in here. So the absence in many countries of exceptional to copyright for preservation, replacement, even for print materials, means that documentary heritage will disappear and may not be available to future generations. For example, libraries and archives contain a wide variety of print material, often not available anywhere else in the world, but which are of important historical, political, and cultural value, newspaper like the newspaper collection. Without an appropriate exception, a library or archive can't copy or digitize the newspaper in order to preserve it. Except another item, exceptions to copyright which enable libraries and archives to preserve and make available works in the print era haven't been updated to the digital age. For example, libraries and archives now provide access to large quantities of born digital works that are not available in print format. Without the legal certainty of preserve this material for future access, the world would face a digital black hole of the 20th century material. So another item is also the technological protection TPM are used by right holder to control access and use of content, such as to restrict copying. This can conflict with the right of libraries and archives to undertake activities permitted by national copyright law. If libraries and archives can't circumvent TPM, they will be unable to preserve, archive, and make permitted use of lawful acquired digital content. Libraries and archives must not be prevented from exercising their lawful rights under national copyright laws. In fact, I have other items, but maybe for the limited time, I'll just conclude here and saying that, in fact, WIPO is taking the issue of libraries and archives exceptional limited seriously in the SCCR discussions, and it is on the agenda for the SCCR 23 coming in November, and this is something appreciated by IFLA. Also, IFLA would like to thank the African group for their treaty proposal, which contains provisions for exceptions and limitations for libraries and archives. It's appreciated that they listen to libraries when drawing up their proposal. Besides, IFLA has been supporting the proposal for a treaty for visually impaired people that is being discussed at WIPO SCCR now. In addition, IFLA has developed a draft treaty that can be useful to guide member states when considering these issues in November at the next SCCR. In conclusion, IFLA would like to urge policymakers to sustain and consolidate its efforts to updating the exceptional limitation for libraries and archives so that alongside new tools and systems, and system countries all over the world can take advantage of the best possible infrastructure for access to knowledge. And this is what I really have to tell you about IFLA. But if I may just say for 1 minute my own individual experience with libraries, and I'll tell you how I see libraries. You know that people from the south, we don't really like the foreign policy of the countries in the north, especially these days in our region. So, 4 weeks ago, I was invited to a conference in Washington, and I was very lucky that I had the chance to go and visit the Library of Congress, and it was really amazing. And I entered and I went to this main reading area, and I looked at the Duomo over there, and I found the name of my country, Egypt, and I found Islam also, which is my religion, among other countries. And I said, oh, wow, this is great to see this. This is what a library message should be, because I felt, and even I was so excited that I tweeted from my mobile, wow, why the US doesn't promote this face and not other faces? And I won't talk about this, it is very important. So, and it was very interesting, and this is how libraries should be seen, as a place for people to understand that it's a place for all culture to melt, and for people to understand that we have more commons than differences. And how you can understand this and see this, you can see it in a library. And it shouldn't be a very sophisticated library as the Library of Congress. You can see this also in a school library, where a kid can go and take a book of Charles Dickens and read about the orphan and think that this poor guy that Charles Dickens wrote about could be anyone. It could be me in Egypt, in Sudan, in Africa, in anywhere. So this is my message for you. This is why I'm urging you to support the agenda of libraries and IFLA in the next SCCR. Thank you.